Howard, you didn't line up for a hot dog today, did you?
No, you know, I was at the City Club listening to Eileen Burke, state's attorney, and she gave a great talk. I mean, she was talking about how well we're doing at improving what's going on with crime. And the most significant thing she said was that in cities over 100,000 in population, she asked the audience, you know, where does Chicago rank in terms of crime? We're like 95th out of that population. So we're tied with, you know, like Kalamazoo, Michigan, and stuff like that. So she's really getting her arms around it. They're doing way more keeping people in jail. They're doing way more, you know, preparation, and she's growing the staff there to replace all the people that bailed when Kim Fox was running the place like a zoo. And yeah, so it was a good talk. We had a great turnout. It was sold out. And she's really a smart lady, I have to say. Very impressive.
Yeah, and of course, you can't do that job without a bunch of critics, too. So I've seen a lot of stuff written about her and some of the programs she's implemented in the past few weeks. But you were a longtime supporter to get her into that position, right?
Yeah, no, we were. And, you know, I'm really proud that of what she's done. You know, she's focused on domestic violence. She's focused on just training and growing the people who are there. And, you know, one of the people suggested, one of the questions was about this detention stuff. And she made it clear that, you know, she doesn't think it was a smart idea to move the electronic monitoring over to the courts instead of for Tom Dart. But she said that the truth is, if somebody is dangerous and a threat to the city, they shouldn't be out regardless. It doesn't matter whether you put a bracelet on them or not. And then, you know, the other thing that I thought she said that was really important is they're separating the courts. And, you know, you know that we're dog people. So they now have in the sexual abuse areas and where they have these kids and all this stuff, they have a dog, like a support dog, that'll sit in the chair with the kid while they're testifying. And, you know, it's sort of a, you know, like a support dog.
Yeah.
And they're talking about putting them in the places where all these traumatized people come. And, you know, we don't understand how tough that is to reface the people, but it's very tough. So,
yeah, especially for children, because you're surrounded by adults, and more than likely it was an adult who sexually abused you, and now you're in a courtroom that you've never seen before. A dog helps immensely. What a beautiful program.
Yeah. So she had a picture of him with his paw on the Bible being sworn in as an official member. And then the last thing, you know, that she said was with respect to ICE. And she said people don't really understand this, but, you know, ICE, these morons are, you know, federal employees. And so as a state's person, state's attorney, she can't really do anything that interferes with the craziness that they're doing. But they filed a brief with the court because by surrounding the courthouses, they were keeping people who wanted to testify against bad guys from showing up because they were scared. And as a result, they had to dismiss their cases against the bad guys. They were also being confused with regular law enforcement. And she said that Snelling and she have been working really hard to reach out to the community so they're not resistant to supporting the police, you know, when it's appropriate, and that these guys were not the police. And so, you know, she, that was a very measured observation. She said, as soon as they don't perform, as soon as they're outside of what they're supposed to be doing, like these couple of guys that have been drunk, then they're no longer protected, and she'd be happy to have them arrested.
Okay, good. The most tragic story ever is on Black Club Chicago today about one of the detainees, Nayra Guzman. She was arrested 15 days after she gave birth to her child. She was still stitched up. The child was in NICU. She was going to visit the child again. She's a diabetic, and she was still stitched up and ended up on the floor of the Broadview Detention Center. And I have to tell you, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah,
and you know, now we know out of the 1,900 who were arrested in the first half of Operation Midway Blitz, 2/3 had no criminal convictions or pending charges.
Yeah. And frankly, I mean, the fact that they're dismissing these, you know, things in bulk is just just, you know, further evidence that the whole thing was like a psycho-ops trying to freak us all out. And one of the things Eileen was saying that was so important is to get the word out there that Chicago is not some crime-ridden, crazy place, that in fact, a lot of the stuff is getting under control. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that Kim Fox let, you know, everybody and their brother out. And Eileen is doing a much more aggressive job of prosecuting anybody with a one of these guns that turns into a machine gun, anybody with a ghost gun. They're all getting jail time now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can only have hope for the new year, right?
Yep. Hope and fingers crossed.
Yes. And on Giving Tuesday, our last guest on the show today will be a representative from PAWS Chicago. Tell everyone why that's an important cause for you.
Well, I mean, you know, nobody really understands that it's not just saving the pets, but it's saving the city millions of dollars because it costs a fortune for the city to capture and put these dogs down. And so PAWS being a no-kill center saves the city an enormous amount of money by basically fixing these all these dogs up and getting them readopted, finding them, you know, permanent homes. So it's an amazing private organization, takes tons of dogs every single week from anti-cruelty, which is overflowing.
Oh, no, Chicago Animal Care and Control. That's the one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so they just do great work and it's growing and, you know, it's a very, very wonderful organization.
Yeah, I told John, I was telling John Williams earlier, because he asked, you know, what my favorite charity is and why I support them. And I said, before Paula Fazayas and her daughter Alexis founded PAWS in 97, the city was putting down 46,000 dogs and cats a year. Can you imagine every day, hundreds of dogs and cats, somebody had to euthanize them? And of course, many times it was done in a gas chamber and it was just horrific. And we're better than that. We don't have to do that. And PAWS is making such a difference.
Yeah. And they're just opening a new facility out in the burbs somewhere, which is going to be like a cat rescue place too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. So thank you. I know you support many organizations, but thank you for supporting that one as well. And as usual, we didn't get around to your article, but it's great for entrepreneurs.
All right. Well, listen, happy Thanksgiving and fingers crossed for a safe and healthy December. And we'll talk next week.
All right. You got it. That is Howard Tolman. You can find him at howardtolman.com. That's T-U-L-L-M-A-N.